It's 3:31. I'm Jim Steele. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem. Jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. In the studio with us this afternoon, I'm delighted to have the president and the CEO of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County, Randy Eady. Welcome.
Jim, it's good to see you. Glad to be here.
Well, you certainly have had an exciting run as the president and CEO of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County, and you've made it no secret that you're getting ready to change hats and move on into a different phase of retirement, if you call the past 2 years retirement.
Yeah, no, Jim, you cannot call the past 2 years retirement. I think I've worked about as hard as I did when I was practicing law for 38 years. But I am looking forward to being able to step away and truly retire. You know, read some of the books that I started and never finished and see if I still can find a semblance of a golf game and the like. But the past 2 years have been really engaging and fascinating, gratifying, but wearing on the old body.
It was a fast 2 years, and it seems even more fast because we lost a whole spring and summer with COVID-19. So it seems like you just started on the job.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Jim, because in some respects, I absolutely agree with you. 2 years have gone quickly. But then the past 6 months have been, I've told people, they're like dog years, you know. They have dragged. But overall, it does not seem like, and it was 2 years on August 1st, it does not seem like it's been that long since I started here.
You came in during a somewhat turbulent period, and then you brought a lot of calm to the stormy seas and the choppy water. And once again, things got stormy again with COVID-19. So what do you have to say to the arts community and to the people who love arts in our community and the great job that the Arts Council of the Winston-Salem and Forsyth County does? What calm words do you have for them about arts in our community?
Jim, on Sunday, the first Sunday of October, the first Sunday of each month, the Arts Council has an art view page in the Winston-Salem Journal. And the piece that I've written for this upcoming Sunday is entitled, I'm So Excited. Do you remember the old Pointer Sisters song?
Oh, yeah, great song.
Oh, it is a great song. And I was channeling that song when I wrote that piece as I was thinking back over how I see the arts community right now, how I expect our campaign, which ends today, to turn out and the like. And I'm excited about it. And I touch on a number of things, but I guess at the top of the list of things is that the resiliency and the innovation that I've seen in the arts community as it has had to respond to the devastation that COVID-19 caused. I mean, as you know, everybody knows, things shut down.
Yeah.
And how do you carry on thinking beyond immediate survival, thinking about how to remain engaged with your constituencies and the community and your craft in the middle of things being shut down? It takes resiliency to do that. And I've been absolutely amazed by the resiliency that most of our arts organizations have shown, and then the innovation that they showed while being resilient. You know, they found new ways to continue delivering some product through virtual platforms,
yeah,
and then a little bit later, things that went beyond virtual. But that, it excites me now when I think about how resilient and innovative the arts community has been during this time. And that bodes well for the future, because most of them, now we will lose some,
sure,
and that's just the reality, but most, I think, will survive. I think that the adaptations they have been making in response to COVID-19 will allow them to regain their previous vibrancy and impactfulness in the community. So that's exciting.
What do you say to a bunch of folks in the arts who are smart businessmen and women and producers and directors and writers and everything else that it takes to head an organization, because the Arts Council of Winston-Salem Forsyth County supports so many organizations with the fundraising that you all do. Mm-hmm. What do you say to these people who must have been absolutely heartbroken with the shows that they couldn't put on, because this is going to be a really big season?
Some huge things were
in the works.
You know, the whole Beethoven rocks Winston-Salem, that was in the works. I mean, that was going to be extraordinary, otherworldly. But the opportunity to do that obviously was lost. And the thing that you say to people is, and I draw upon an expression that my mother used to use, and actually I later discovered that it's drawn from the Bible. Now, don't ask me to quote chapter
sure,
and verse,
absolutely.
Jim. But all sickness is not unto death.
Mm. Mm.
And even a severe sickness, literally, like COVID-19 has been, does not mean that there is death for everything that it has the potential to impact.
Mm.
And so, you know, I say to people, yes, you will be affected, you will have to change, but it does not mean that you have reached your existential moment, that you are at death's door. And so, you know, I start from there as sort of a general piece of advice to the extent that anybody wants. And then there are specific things, depending upon what the organization is, that I've acquired some knowledge and facility to tell people that helps them do things.
Randy Eady, the president and CEO of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County, retired attorney by trade, and then took a breather from retirement, which hadn't even started, became the head of the Arts Council. And in this latest campaign, when we got our letters, we found out that you're also a poet, because you were supporting the fund drive. Yeah. And those of us who are of a certain age grew up reading nonsense poetry and limericks from Edward Lear. So when I saw this limerick, I was delighted, because Edward Lear was one of my favorite writers as a kid. So how did you come up with the idea and the inspiration for this limerick? And are you a writer? Is that something we're just learning from you?
I've been writing limericks for a dozen years now.
Uh-huh.
Not often, but for occasions. You know, when I was still at the law firm, I would do a limerick at a retirement event for someone, or a birthday party for someone. So I like the medium. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm delighted that you also share my passion for limericks as a medium. But over the 2 years that I've been in this position, I'm always talking to people, telling them about something, or I'm writing articles about something. And it occurred to me, all right, people are getting tired of hearing. If the same people come to hear you at this event, Edie, they will have heard a good bit of what you're going to say already. You got to find another way to reach them. And so I said, well, maybe I'll just skip the traditional speech and do a limerick. So I did one for the Arts Council's launch of the campaign in January. And as I was writing the piece for the ArtView page that appeared last month, you know, the last month of, for the campaign, I said, maybe I'll close it with a limerick. And so that led me to do a limerick for September and the close of the campaign.
Now, I warned you, I warned Carol Leggett, who's with us, that I wanted to hear some of it.
Ah.
So do you mind sharing some of it with you? And I do have the copy,
just
in case you need it.
All right. Well, I heard that, Jim, that you might be asking me to do that. So now, as I tell people when I do a limericks on the kind of occasions that I do them, is that, you know, it's best done when you've had a little wee nip.
Just
the wee nip. And I was not able to have a little wee nip today, but we'll see if I can still get my way through it. All right. and it was entitled A Limerick for Your Support. COVID-19 is now having its day, but it doesn't have the final word to say on the value of the arts and each of our parts in making our city a great place to stay. The crisis hurt and made us a bit blue, but it can't change certain things we are new, that the arts are a key to what we want to be, and that fundamental will always be true. It can't stop me from trying to be funny as we ask for even more of your money. Our reasoning is sound to make this the best town where life for all might always be sunny. The arts enrich, entertain, and inspire. They even help our children score higher. They are food for the soul, as valuable as gold. The arts are no ancillary outlier. Now, there are about three more stanzas, Jim. You want me to go through the rest of it?
You know, it's up to you. Share what you care to share with us, because this is a treat.
We are the city of arts and innovation. Our arts council was the first in the nation. We all have key parts in supporting the arts and must all make an impactful donation. The Arts Council has a key role to play in supporting all of the arts each day. It does all it can to lend a big hand and to earn your support along the way. We provide venues, money, and advice. We help the arts community play nice, pursuing the same end, making the arts a friend and a key recruit and retain device. Please contribute to this year's campaign. With your support, there is so much to gain. The arts will flourish, each life will be nourished, and the result will be worth all the pain.
Bravo.
Ah.
And you know, the beauty of that, Randy, is you were talking about, you know, making your pitches when you go out. That really distilled the purpose and the function of the Arts Council. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're very kind to say that. That's what I hoped it would do. And of course, when I do something like that, because I'm not a professional poet, although I did tell LB, the poet, you know, that I've done a few limericks, you know, I might be coming for you, you know, in the whole.
I think there's room for another.
He didn't seem to be worried about me being in a competition for him. But it is gratifying to know that it struck a chord, and to strike a chord with you, given your what I now know about your awareness and affection affinity for limericks, just warmed my heart. So good.
And it was G-rated, so it was not the kind of limerick that so many of us are accustomed to after a drink or two.
Yes.
Randy Eady, President and CEO of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. You mentioned that the campaign is ending today.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you the best.
Well,
so we hope this is going to be a big send-off for you, because you mentioned that you're moving on from here.
Yes. And you want to leave anything that you do, or you any situation you enter upon, ideally in a better place than what you found it. And I feel good about most of what we accomplished during my 2 years. Now, obviously, with COVID-19, we are not able to leave it in the financial state that I hoped for when 2020 began. But I think that the way the community has responded to the appeals we've been making for the campaign, that we're going to end this year in what I've been calling a reasonably good place in the circumstances. And so I feel good about that. I'm excited about that for the person who succeeds me, because he or she will find an organization that has its institutional infrastructure intact, and with a community that has demonstrated that it believes in the arts, and that if you find a way to reach and resonate with it, it will support the arts. And so that's a good thing.
One of the things that we were talking about off mic is that things are starting to come back a little bit. People are getting out a little bit, and you know, as is safe to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not taking any chances. But you were talking about the fact that the Arts Council is playing a role in our dining out, because the streets are filling up again with diners. So tell us about the Arts Council's role in that.
The streetery, which Jason Thiel at Winston-Salem Downtown Partnership has been the driving force to organize, where 4th Street and then Trade Street on either or both of Friday or Saturday evening, it's closed down so that the restaurants set up outside on those streets.
Yeah.
And people have just been just flocking to those locations to have meals outside with safety protocols in effect. And it's just been a tremendous psychological, emotional boost. And the Arts Council, early on, in conversation with Jason, said, you know, would it help to have some musicians scattered about playing a little music, creating the ambiance? And Jason liked the idea. And Daryl Silver, who is, Daryl knows everybody in the
in the
arts community here and works with artists across the spectrum about a lot of things, went on point to organize getting musicians to perform on the streets during streetery, and we pay them a little stipend, of course, for doing that. And so we feel even more a part of that dynamic because we were able to provide that support.
On this final day of the funder, a message to anyone who supports the arts in our community and how they can keep things going strong through the help of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County.
Well, believe me when I say that whether you recognize it or not, the arts in this community are a part of your daily life. They are a source of some support or relief to or for you. And they need you to support them to whatever extent that you can. And everyone who contributes anything to the Arts Council's campaign is going to be paid dividends on that support, because the Arts Council is an incredible steward of the funds that we receive, and we pursue tirelessly the ways to put those dollars to work so that they are most impactful in this community. And when the arts impact this community, they impact your life in multiple respects. So give what you can. We need it.
Randy Eady, poet, attorney, retired attorney, and soon to be retiring president and CEO of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem Forsyth County. Hope we'll have a chance to have another conversation before you move on to your next stop.
Well, Jim, you know, if you invite me, I'm happy to come down, sit, and talk with you at any time, my friend.
We thank you. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.